warga Australia sangat mendukung dan terbuka dengan multikulturalisme, hasil diskusi baru yang menjelajahi sikap terhadap keberagaman. Yayasan Scanlon telah meneliti persepsi yang berkaitan dengan multikulturalisme selama satu dekade terakhir. Penelitian terbaru menunjukkan 85% warga Australia setuju bahwa multikulturalisme telah memperbaiki negara. Berikut rangkuman selengkapnya. Diskusi yang mengeksplorasi sikap terhadap keberagaman tersebut dilaksanakan oleh Yayasan Scanlon. Diskusi tersebut telah melacak pandangan orang lebih dari satu dekade terakhir. Data menunjukkan Australia umumnya sangat menerima keragaman budaya dan imigrasi, namun tingkat dukungan bervariasi dari generasi, lokasi geografis, dan kelompok demografis. Profesor di Monash University, Andrew Marcus, mengatakan, laporan ini melihat secara rinci penelitian yang telah terjadi selama 30 tahun terakhir.
There's very high levels of support. 85% of people think that multiculturalism is good for this country. And those sort of high figures people have been obtaining for 20 or more years. But what is particularly interesting in the findings that we're releasing now is that we look more closely at that proportion who say that it's been good for Australia. We disaggregate those figures and we try and make sense of those figures in more detail.
Profesor Marcus mengatakan, penelitian menunjukkan dukungan saat ini untuk imigrasi adalah pada tingkat yang relatif tinggi dibandingkan dengan 30 atau 40 tahun yang lalu.
There does seem to be a pattern of greater support for immigration. When it comes to some other issues, such as different ethnic groups, at the level of the data that we have, it's more length of time in Australia, and people are more positive towards people who've been here for 20 or 30 years. And similarly, amongst the immigrants themselves, there's more differentiation amongst the recent arrivals in terms of the support that they're looking for from government.
Kota-kota besar seperti Sydney dan Melbourne memiliki tingkat tertinggi dukungan untuk multikulturalisme, dengan generasi muda yang cenderung lebih mendukung. Namun, penelitian tersebut tidak hanya meliput pada persepsi eksternal. Penelitian itu juga menunjukkan bagaimana migran yang baru datang beranggapan tentang menetap di negara ini.
What we find when we look at the most recent immigrants is high levels of engagement with Australia, but also, and from other research, concerns at the present time about how difficult it is to get jobs, how difficult it is for people to get jobs in the areas in which they've been trained. So there's certainly some important issues for government in terms of current immigration intake and capacity for people to find the sort of employment that they're looking for.
Pejabat eksklusif tertinggi Yayasan Scanlon, Antia Hancock, mengatakan, penelitian tersebut bertujuan untuk menjelajahi kompleksitas masalah-masalah yang mendorong perdebatan dan membina kohesi sosial. Ms. Hancock mengatakan, budaya Australia yang beragam adalah salah satu karakteristik yang mendefinisikan negara ini.
The experience of change that occurs as migration continues to increase and diversity continues, it's very important that for local governments, state governments and federal governments that they understand that change process and ensuring that people understand what the benefits are of immigration to Australia and how best to look at local opportunities to increase the level of both leadership but also that intercultural contact that needs to be developed in order to make sure that we remain a very cohesive society.
Pendiri Yayasan Welcome to Australia, Brad Kilcott, mengatakan, meskipun 85% warga Australia mendukung konsep multikulturalisme, bangsa terus melihat politik yang memecah belah. Ia berharap hal itu mempengaruhi para pemimpin bangsa untuk mengubah cara mereka melakukan bisnis.
I'm interested in seeing how we can take this support of multiculturalism to the next level, where we begin to see that leadership can be measured in compassion and generosity and inclusion rather than in fear and division. How can we foster this sense of welcome for a range of cultures and turn that into a healthier, more unifying political narrative?
Mr. Chilcott mengatakan, penelitian ini sangat penting sebagai sebuah blok bangunan bagi masyarakat untuk mendorong pemahaman yang lebih besar terhadap konsep multikulturalisme.
Prejudice never survives a personal interaction, I think, and the more we can do to foster not just you know, a tolerance that other people might have a different culture than us, but actually foster an intercultural relationship and facilitate a real discussion between people of different backgrounds, the more we are going to change our people's perceptions and prejudices.